Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, family. This is Mama Seven, and I want to welcome everyone to the best part of Wednesdays. The best part of Wednesdays for all those that fast with me, that pray with me, that really allow Wednesday to be a day of reverence, a day of spirituality, a day of prayer, a day of reconciling self, whatever you want to call it, you know. For all of those that work with me, I greatly appreciate you. And I want to say welcome to the wind down. We are winding down our Wednesday and getting ready for the rest of the week. You know, once I've gotten over Wednesday, I feel like I can get over anything. I feel invincible. I wake up on Thursdays ready to take over the world because I know that I have just accomplished this feat. And it's a feat. It really is. So I want to say greetings and welcome all my first-time listeners, all those people tuning in for the first time or checking us out on the website. You can always go to a Wonderful Approach website or to a Wonderful Approach. There's a Facebook page. You can listen to all the old shows and, you know, just kind of get some comments, understanding a little bit how we work and some of the benefits, some of the people, some of the angels that get to hang out with us. But I'm so glad we made it here today. It has been challenging. It was a challenging week to a challenging weekend. And that energy, it's like the second we get to this point in a hurricane season, energy gets churned up and it's really, really being demanding. This is the world right now. You know, we'll have to get Sister Unique on to tell us all the retrogrades and which planet's not operating in the way they're supposed to and who's trying to move backwards and all this other stuff. I don't know. I just, every time I see it, I'm like, oh, what does this mean to me? So I'm so glad that I have good people in my camp that can help tell me what this planet moving backwards means to me. People that help me understand what the moon cycles mean. I have good people that just demand deeper thought as I'm going deeper in my own thought, in my own development. So I'm so glad to be here with my collective. Today, very important day, not just with it being Wednesday, not just with our prayers, not just with family, but today we got to revisit this toolbox. And the reason why we're doing that, you know, this is a spirit-led program. I don't know if I have said that recently. But being a spirit-led program means a lot of what happens on the air, a lot of the topics, a lot of the reactions, all of that is spirit-led. Like, we're not rehearsing this. You know, it just happens like this. And so part of being spirit-led means when the spirit is speaking, we pay attention. Now, it's real easy to try to ignore spirit the first time, maybe even the second time, but spirit will get loud on you. Spirit will have people come in your dreams. Spirit will be, you know, you'll have messages from people on the street. Spirit gets a little rambunctious, in my opinion. So, all of this is, you know, spirit is going to make sure we have the information that we need so that we can live good lives and make good decisions. So this past week, I think I've said the toolbox about 15,000 million times. And if you have been on one or two of the many conference calls that I had, you heard me say it. And if you've ever been up to the mountains, because a Wonderful Approach, we travel. We go to retreat. We have workshops. We do all that. So if you've ever been up on the mountain with me before, you know we get our work in. So, but we're always going back to the toolbox. We're always going back to what works for us. What tools do we need? If you have the right tools, you can get the job done. If you do not have the right tools, you're going to struggle in getting the job done. And I don't want anyone to struggle. That's disrespectful. You don't want to do that. So let's go over this toolbox again. Let's go over the things that we need in our toolbox. And for those that this is your first time checking us out, welcome. If you would like to press one, all you have, if you want to join into the conversation, all you have to do is press one on your phone, and that lets me know that you'd like to join into the conversation. Let the switchboard know. We encourage questions, comments. We encourage new ideas, new thought. We encourage all of those things because we are a family unit here. We work together. We're building together. And so when we have these topics, I think I'm speaking to myself, maybe two more other people. But after I get the feedback and everything, I'm speaking to 100 people, you know. And so it never is a waste of time to spend energy going over the things that work, okay? Why do we need to keep going over the things that work? Because we're not done, family. You know, God ain't through with us. Things that we're supposed to be doing. We have things that we're responsible for, you know. So it's not just a matter of, you know, I got mine, I'm good. You know, God has these little points of light. You know, we all are that candle, and we're supposed to be lighting other candles with our light. Lighting other candles takes nothing from our light. It takes nothing away from us. But we have a responsibility to keep this light going, to be that light in the dark, you know? So we're going to share what works. You can also, you know, I keep the mics open. You can also share with us what doesn't work. Sometimes knowing what don't work is helpful too. So, you know, this is why we're doing the toolbox, okay? The toolbox is, that's our chest. That's our where we keep all of our handy tools. You know, most toolbox have a hammer, a screwdriver, a saw, a couple nails, tape measure. These are like five or six things that every single toolbox has. Whether you're a painter, whether you're a carpenter, whether no matter what you do, those five tools are in your toolbox. Hammer, screwdrivers, measuring tape, nails, something else. So now if you're a painter, you may also have some blue tape with you. You may have a pencil with you. You may carry cargo pants that have different types of brushes with you. That's because you're a painter. If you are construction, you may have a hard hat. You may. So depending on what we do, because we all have different spiritual gifts, thank God. We don't all have to say the same thing. Our brains would ooze from our ears if we tried to do that. Get in your lane. Study what you need to be studying. But this is why it's so important to understand that we are part of a collective. So we go out and study and then bring the science back to the family. And so we have the benefit of having all these different energies for healing, for love, for education. We have the benefit of all of this around us. So we're going to talk about those basics, five basics, okay? Whatever you need, whatever is in your toolbox, extra, everyone got their little extra thing that they need, you know? But we need to talk about some of these basics. And that's what we're going to open up the phone lines for, you know? What I'd like to know is, what's your go-to? What do you reach out to? I have a hammer that I don't remember purchasing it, so that means I probably got it from my mother's house. And I've had this hammer longer than I've had children. That's how old this hammer is. But it is a heavy hammer. You know, it ain't no fly-through-the-air hammer. This thing, you got to work your muscle up. But this is my hammer. I hang up all my curtains. I do everything with this hammer. It's mine. I don't even let the kids play with it. My hammer, my spiritual hammer, the thing that I keep so close to me is my prayer. Prayer is one of those fundamentals in any spiritual understanding, period. I don't care what you study, the moon, the bees, the trees. I don't care what you study. You have to have that prayer in place. That is the hammer. Okay? You have to understand prayer. You have to understand the purpose and the reason for prayer. You have to understand when to pray, how to pray. You know, it's easy, but yet there's still a science to it. You know, why do certain prayers bring up certain feelings within us? You know, we can all move into a Lord's Prayer, and everybody on the line knows that. They know when to breathe. They know when to you know, this is like Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. We all know how and when, and that's because we all have that same hammer in our toolbox. That's the beginning, prayer. Prayer is how you speak to God. Prayer is when you take your wants, your wishes, your needs, and you give them to the angels, and the angels carry it away, right? I say prayer is easy, right? But yet it's not. I've had some people struggle with prayer, struggle getting into the commitment of prayer, struggle getting into feeling the prayer, feeling it within your spirit. I've had people that, because of their poor people, pastors, you know, priests, it doesn't matter. Because of that poor relationship, they have a different feel about prayer. And so they won't pick up that heavy hammer. If you have dropped your hammer on your toe before, you're not going to be running to pick up the hammer again. You're going to be a little cautious. It's okay. I get it. More importantly, God gets it. But what we have to do is understand, even if you dropped your hammer on your foot, that was an accident, and really begin to start making plans, other moves, and move a little slower, but still move back into your toolbox. That's my go-to. When I'm having a good day, I pray. When I'm having a bad day, and I do have bad days, when I'm having a bad day, I pray. When I think I know what I'm doing and I'm feeling myself and I'm popping my collar, I pray. That's the victory prayer. Yes, God, high five. Thank you. Thank you for believing in me. Thank you for encouraging me. Thank you for giving me the idea. Thank you for making the road smooth when it once was rocky. Thank you, thank you. I got that high five. Boop. Then I got prayers. God, I just can't see my way through. You know, I have those. Prayer is everything for me. I will use it all the time. Don't, if you call me and it's some serious stuff, I'll go, oh, Lord, we need to pray. I will bust out on a prayer in 2 seconds on you. This is what I do. This is my hammer. It works for me. I keep it close. It's precious. I don't let other people bother my hammer. I don't allow other people to infiltrate my prayer zone. My prayer zone is special. It's personal. You know, this is me and God here. So that's my number one. That's my thing. But what I want to do is, you know, for those that are on the line, and I made some calls, or I made some requests, I want to hear what that go-to is for you and how important it is. You know, everybody has different things. You know, I know people that they get upset, something goes wrong, they dig in the toolbox, what do? They start cleaning. And I'm like, cleaning? Bump that clean stuff, ba 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 ba, you know? Mm-mm. That is how they start to feel better. That's their go-to. You know, I know people feeling good, feeling themselves, feeling God, they'll sing. That's their go-to. So what I would love for you to do, take a second, press one, share with us what gets you through, you know, and it's so important that we do this because the world is kind of crazy right now. There are a lot of things going on. There are a lot of people that are struggling. I mean, like, really struggling. There are people with real wounds and they're not healing. You know, there are people that are, we got to get to this. So we need to know what works. You know, if I had a young person ask me, hey, you know, I all this spirit stuff is cool, but, you know, I need the cliff notes. What works? Prayer works every single time. So I would love to hear your what works. What is it? What got you through that one time? Tell me about it. You know, because what we're doing, these shows, I don't know where these shows go, but they go all over the place. And I'm telling you, we're making differences in people's lives. And that alone is worth it. Even if we get raw on this radio, even if, you know, I believe in transparency. I'm here. But I'm here to be a help. I'm here for you to begin to take my hand and let's take some steps together. I'm here to be an example. I'm here to, you know, like back in the day, Ms. Jenkins stood up in front of the room and she testified. And I used to think that was like the craziest thing. Why are we sitting here listening? But now, as an adult, I know why. I know why. So we're going to listen. We're going to share. We are going to inspire. But we're going to do all those things to help someone else. Because if you don't have no hammer, if you don't have that go-to, you need to go get it. I'm going to need you to restock your toolbox. After tonight, you should know what's in your toolbox, okay? All right, so we're going to go to the phone lines. I love it. I love to see so many people wanting to share their story and share their tools. So greetings. Welcome to the show.
Good evening. It's Melissa. How are you doing?
Oh, hey, Melissa. How are you?
I am good. I am good.
Good.
Great topic tonight. Great topic. So you're asking like for go-tos. For me, it's what is going on, and then there's a different go-to for it. So if I'm lately during this whole COVID thing, I have realized that if I'm feeling funky or whatever, sometimes all I gotta do is dance it out, literally put on some music, dance it out, get the energy expelled off of me. And I noticed that I have done that in the shower. Like, you know that I do a lot of praying in the morning when I take my shower. And sometimes I'm in there singing. So it didn't hit me till COVID that this singing and dancing and things that I do with myself really helped me to alleviate some of the anxiety energy that I could be building up. And that's just if it's my own personal thing.
Right.
But if it's like something else going on, where I can't use something like that to shake it off. It's definitely prayers always the first, because that should be like breathing air, as far as I see it. It just should be a knee-jerk reaction.
Yes.
You should always have some kind of constant conversation with your creator, some kind of way. But if it's like something that's out of my control or whatever, sometimes I have to remember that my toolbox consists of the people that God uses in my life.
Amen.
To tell me
Amen.
Certain things. And so
yeah.
I have to make sure I reach out to them, or if we're really in tune, sometimes they'll call me and it happened to be I needed them or vice versa. So definitely the people around me. And then like for sometimes cleaning, like you said, keeping my house at a certain level of cleanliness helps me
yes.
feel like I'm taking care of the things that God has given me. And my house, of course, is part of my toolbox. But just making sure things are intact and not getting too dusty. Like how you do your shrines, like, you know, make sure that the dust is cleaned off, the tablecloth is white,
right.
Things aren't, you know, no stains are building up, things aren't getting visited by unwanted visitors. You know, just make sure you get your corners cleaned out and things of that nature. So that takes you to your own cleaning. Maybe you need a spiritual bath. Maybe you need a break of bath, something to help, you know, you do a ritual to help you clear that funk. And then if it's somebody
mm-hmm.
else's troubles, because sometimes you need your toolbox for somebody else's trouble, again, I run to AWA
yes.
because there's talented individuals
yes.
who have a lot of knowledge and can help you help someone else. Sometimes the gift that you use for yourself, you might want to pass on to somebody else. Sometimes you just
Amen.
Need to give them a good word. Again, prayer. And sometimes I always feel like you need to ask permission to pray for people to make sure that they're okay with your intentions, because sometimes they're not. So you can't give them too much energy without making sure this is the right track. That's just, that's always been my guideline. So
yes,
you've got your spiritual tools in smudging, in rituals, prayer, music, dance, because all of this can be part of ritualistic work.
That's right.
These are the things that I know I call on, and sometimes just getting one to nature, just getting out in nature is another spiritual tool that I use.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was feeling funky one day, and I was just like, I'm just going to repot these plants. I mean, I just went out there barehanded and started dumping out stuff and putting plants into another pot, just to give myself something to do to know that I'm dealing with the energy of life. And so let me just focus this into life.
Amen.
So those are my things that I do.
I appreciate it, because all of those are good and positive and work pretty quickly, you know. And I like that, because if it's going to take a minute, we may not have a minute. You know, we'll give up on it before we even get a good, before it even gets a chance to work, you know what I'm saying? So all of these things tend to be things that are immediate, and we need that in our life. So absolutely, absolutely. Thank you so much, Sister Melissa. And every time you go out in nature, I love seeing the pictures. Okay? You go out on adventures. I love that. So thank you so much for calling in and sharing.
Thank you.
Absolutely. So I heard, look, Sister Melissa is going to make it easy for us to get our five. She's going to make it so easy that we understand that we have a choice as to how we're going to feel. We have a choice on how we're going to react to things. It is Wednesday. I have been fasting since the crack of dawn. And today is a real good day to get told about yourself. And so I have to work extra hard. They tried me up so good today. And when I say I had to intentionally be about that positivity, I think I did 3 or 4 of these things in the first hour of being awake, okay? But this is part of my toolbox. This is part of the things that helps me to be a good person, that helps me to stay in my right side of my mind. These are the things that help me to feel and to know that God is with me. So these are very important, very important. And that's why we're going through these. I want to talk about what works for you. What's your go-to? And I want to stay with the phone lines because, you know, every time we get an opportunity to share and to learn, I'm all with it. So greetings. Welcome to the show.
Peace. Alafia, how are you, Mama Seven?
Alafia, how are you?
I am doing well. Happy Wednesday. Working
yes, ma'am.
On me Wednesday.
Yes, ma'am.
I've been up since 6 o'clock this morning working. And I'm like,
okay.
I mean, I did something. I was like, I thought I was supposed to break this up. They was like, no, let's get it in. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So, and it's interesting because with everything that's going on, okay, so we're talking about using our toolbox. So for me, astrology is my toolbox, astrology as well as prayer. So I believe a so above and below, you know, above meaning not just in the sky but also in your mind. It also affects us here on the in the planet. So we are in a very unique time, because not only are we under a Sun, Jupiter, Trine, which is like three planets, the Sun and two other planets are making a triangle, but we're also Mercury retrograde started today. And it's not just any Mercury retrograde. It's a Mercury retrograde that only comes around every couple of years because Aries is in Mars, where it loves to be. You know what I'm saying? So if you know anything about Mars, you know anything about Aries, these are very masculine hardcore energies, and they are on fire. You know, they're
oh my goodness.
Like, yo, it's like
this
it's
is
like
what
a bromance.
You for.
Yeah, it's
what
a bromance.
You for.
It's
like,
a bromance going on right now. They like, yo,
oh my God.
What's going on? Hey, how you doing? You know what I'm saying? So right now, they're in a situation where the energy is so high that if you don't know how to navigate through it, you'll get caught up in it. So if you don't know what retrograde means, retrograde is more like when they talk about it as far as astrology, that's meaning a planet is going backwards. So it's not exactly the planet moves backwards, but it's moving so slow that it looks like it's not moving at all, but it actually is moving. So not only do we have Mercury in retrograde, but we're coming off a Pisces full moon, which affects your emotions, and it was a full moon. So now with the Mercury retrograde and with Aries and Mars being direct in it, everything that you think can go wrong may, unless you already project what you don't want to happen. And I'm saying this because if we work in the energy correctly, if you see a car accident in front of you, don't drive towards that accident. Don't be the third car in the accident. You know, already know that you're going to have to get over, put your hazards on, pass it by. Don't be the onlooker, because you could be the onlooker that causes another. You know what I'm saying? Pray that everything goes right and keep it moving, you know, and that's what you have to do. There are going to be people, places, things that's going to pop up, and you're going to have to be able to react. You're going to have to use your toolbox in this. Oh, by the way, it goes all the way until November the 13th, so good luck. And make sure that, yeah, good luck, everyone. And you have to make sure that you have a battle plan. You know, so this is a great time for you to plan what you want. If you feel like you are, if you feel frustrated, if you feel drained, if you feel like, you know, like I actually opened up my eyes this morning, shook my head, and then my eyes closed right back. It was like, what are you doing? I'm like, okay, I guess that's not going to work. You know what I'm saying? Because the energy for real, the energy is so strong. So you have to be, I literally had to talk myself into pushing through it. So this is a push through energy. The thing is that, you know, I encourage people to do like a natal chart, find out what planets are, and it makes it easier when you find out what planets are in your chart, then you know how they affect you. But overall, there are things that's going to affect you, like the moon. The moon affects everybody, you know, because we're majority of our body is water. So just like it affects the ocean, it affects your body also. Now also you see these hurricanes that are coming through, and we're in hurricane season. You know, so people's emotions are going to be riled up. You have to realize that you can't, they're going to be like, people are irritated, angry, outbursts. You know what I'm saying? You just going to have to push back on it. You're going to have to be the leaf in the wind. You know what I'm saying? You're going to have to learn how to use your chi energy, and you're going to have to flow through it. You know, so this is where your toolbox comes in hand. You know, we talk about prayer, but if you don't know how to pray, or if you don't even know what that entails, I encourage you to find somebody who does, look up a prayer, or better yet, just talk. Because people think that prayer has to be so ritualistic and so uniform in order for you to talk to God, and you don't. I mean, it's best not to go to God when you're in the middle of the storm. You know what I'm saying? Just pray before it happens. And this time that we're in right now is a great time to do that. If you want something great, because a lot of Mercury retrograde, they would tell you don't travel, don't do this, don't do that. Mm-mm. This one right here is special. You know what I'm saying? You can even start a new business if you wanted to. You know what I'm saying? You just have to plan it. You know what I'm saying? You have to plan. You have to set it up. You have to pray. You have to use your tools, the people that's around you, you know, and just work it. You know, this is a great way to work. I encourage everybody to really step back, take a breather. You know, if you're supposed to be to work at 8 o'clock, you might want to leave at 7:15 instead of 7:30. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
You want to plan out your route. you know, because there's a lot of apps now where you can look and see where the accidents are at. You know, these are the things that you want to do in advance. It's pushing you to use the tools that you have. Now, in saying that, you can't use your tools and then expect other people to use theirs because they're not. So that means that's why you got to plan ahead. You have to plan for the people who don't think for themselves. You have to pray for the people that don't think for themselves. That's why they say God looks out for babies and fools.
That's right. That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Looks out for them because they're like, man, they don't know what they're really doing. You know?
Okay.
So we
up.
Have to
look. Come on, baby elephant. Come on, baby.
Come
elephant.
On, baby. Oh, I love that picture. That, oh. I was like, that's me all day.
Baby
elephant.
I loved it.
Amen. We got a new moon coming up on the 17th of October. I mean, of September. So new moons are a great time for you to set intentions. And also, we're in Virgo season. So that's another thing.
Yes.
If you have any Virgos in your life, you know how aggressive they can be. They're in your face. You getting ready to do this. This is how it's going to be. Bop, bop, bop. Because that's what this energy is.
Okay.
On
Thank
top.
You for letting
yeah,
me know that.
Okay. It's in your face.
I appreciate the science, sister. The science.
I appreciate it. I love it because when I sit down and I study, I'm like, yep, that's exactly what we're dealing with, you know. So,
yes.
You know, I mean, all I do is say, like, use your tools. If you don't have any tools, see if you can borrow somebody's, you know. You know, don't try to cut your hedges with scissors, you know what I'm saying? Do the investigation. It's really about you doing your work.
Okay, how about this? You just said something real important without saying it. Don't cut the hedges with the scissors, all right? So the only way that you would know not to do that is you got to research.
You got to
research a little bit, family, okay? You got to do the work, okay? Even though this becomes natural, it's not always natural for everybody. If you've never done yard work, you like ain't hedges scissors, I'll just use the scissors. And you'll be out there all day. You know what I'm saying?
All day.
So
yep.
Use the right tool for the right job. It makes the work, the labor easier. Okay?
Uh-huh.
So
it does.
You may have to do some research. You may have to spend some time sitting down and being quiet and listening to someone who knows a half step more than you. Okay? So it's real important. We're not trying to use the wrong tools. That's why we're having this conversation. We want to use the right tools for the right job, all right? So we're not sending you out with nose clippers to cut the grass, okay? We're not doing that. We're not doing that. You know, I really want, you know, that's important. You know, so we got to get some things in this toolbox. And using the right tools is important. And the best way, there are certain tools you got to get certified to use. I don't know nothing about this astrology stuff. When she was talking, she was making my head hurt. I was like, Lord, how am I going to handle this? But you know I need the information. So I need to know what this Virgo season is doing.
Yeah, she said I got to do energy reports. I was like, okay. Let me get you. But what's crazy though is I did text you earlier today. I was like, okay, ladies, you know what I'm saying?
Yes,
today is 9/9/2020. This is a great time for you to
save today.
Yes.
You saved somebody's life today. You don't even know.
You know
okay?
Why? Because I woke up on some straight thug this morning. Like I have this rapper that lives in my mind, like, as angels, like, he loves music. So, in the morning, I get these songs. So, this morning, it was J. Ruta Damager. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
so,
Lord.
I woke up with the head crack because we're about to start. So I was like, oh, wait a minute. We're not about to start. I'm about to go make these prayers. That's what
okay.
I'm about to do.
Okay.
You know, I was about to take somebody's head off. We were like, yeah, we're about to do this. I'm like, no, that's not what we were about to do.
That was the energy for the day.
Dealing with.
That's the energy I stayed in that energy, and then you text me, and I'm like, look, she trying to save somebody's life. Look at her. Look at her with her nice. Look, this is the love guru. The love guru trying to save somebody. And I was like, because I was like, look at here.
Lord have mercy.
This is why, guess what? Not only do you need these tools in your toolbox, don't leave your toolbox at home. I put mine on my back. That's how close I need mine, okay? Don't leave your tools at home. Your tools have to come with you. Okay?
Yeah.
They ain't going to do you no good at home, period.
Yo, how about I got tools at the house, and I got tools in the car.
Okay.
And I got small kids, and I got two kids at my job. Because you got to use different tools in different places.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. So, absolutely. So, thank you, my dear sister, for hipping us on that. And let the gangster rap, you know, let him sleep a little extra second because Lord knows mine was with me all day.
He's so unruly. I'm sorry.
Whatever. Talk to you later, my dear. Peace.
All right. Have a good one. Peace.
Peace. Hey, look, and so I'm making notes. You know, I love this part of the day. I love speaking with my family. I love getting deep up on the radio. But don't think that I'm just having a good time here. I am really taking notes because, like I said, today was a rough day. Tomorrow's not guaranteed to be any better. It's not. So I need to make sure that I restock my toolbox tonight. I'm not taking no chances on tomorrow. I'm going to make sure I got everything I need right now before I go anywhere because, really, the world is at us. We're up under some things, okay? And I can tell you, the harder you try, the more you try as a person, you know, the more elevated you become. It's not like you elevate out of tests. You don't. You just get bigger tests. Your test dictates what level that you're on. So if you look at the test that rolls on the ground and like the cartoon and it keeps going and you're like, dang, that's a long test. Well, that's what God thinks of you. God thinks that you are that good where you can handle that level of test. God is not playing with us. So it's not like he's testing us just to be irritating. He's really, really testing because we should know this at this point, and it's time for us to elevate. So when you see those tests, understand this is an opportunity. It's not a punishment. I had a whole lecture about punishment last night. It's not a punishment. It's an opportunity to show God that you are ready for the next level. So don't shy away from the test. Embrace it. Take comfort that God has that much confidence in you that you're going to be able to bypass this. And wherever you stumble, again, me, I don't worry if the cup is half full or half empty. I just want to know, do I get free refills? I get free refills? I don't care what size it is. I'm getting some more juice. So as we're going forward in this, it doesn't matter even if you pass or fail. No matter what, it's an opportunity to find out where you are weaker at, where the challenge is at, and then let's move forward from there. So no matter what, when it comes from God, because I know God, because I love God, because I trust God, I don't think of it as this is going to harm me. This is going to take me out of the game. I don't look at it like that because I know that's not God's purpose in my life. God's purpose in my life is to protect and love me, and he does so. So I don't have to question the tests that are coming from there. Your brain around that now. Do you trust God? Truly. And I'm not talking about no fall back, you know, the fall back test, you put your arms up, you fall back. Because, you know, even if the person moves, the floor got you. What if there ain't no floor? What if you just falling, okay? Do you trust God? Do you trust God enough to close your eyes and take your hands off the wheel and stop trying to dictate to God how you want him to bless you, when you want him to bless you, the how you want him to move the obstacles? Child, just try to get from A to B. If you knew all of that, if you had that much knowledge, if you had that much science, if you had that much whatever, what would you need God for? So we have to kind of change the way we look at things. You know, you can totally, we're talking about our toolbox, you can totally mess up a job by not understanding what the job really is. Everybody knows I talk about precision of language. And when people say things that are not precise, you know, I'm always like, precision of language. I'm asking you to be precise in your thinking, in your words, and in your actions. What is precise? What exactly are you talking about? What exactly are you trying to get to? Though that's what I need in this understanding. So we're talking about the toolbox. I got some good notes. One thing I'm going to say, I'm going to add in, this is my tape measure, okay? So I told you I had a hammer. That's prayer. My tape measure. And the reason why I say tape measure is because the tape measure is what I measure everything up against, okay? An inch, you know, an inch of wood should be the same inch of cloth, should be the same inch of a nail. The inch is the inch. It's the same thing, okay? So my measuring tape, the thing that I use to judge all my other stuff is honesty. And you may not look at honesty as a spiritual tool, but it 100% is. Without honesty, you don't know what that measurement is. You don't know if this is an inch nail or 5/8, or you don't know because it's not honest. Okay, you can't add 1 + 1 together if you can't ensure that this one is a 1, not a 0.75. Okay, honesty. You can't begin to have a relationship with God if you are not being honest with yourself first. This is why I'm painfully honest. And I try to be kind, but I must be honest. I can't go misrepresent God on any level. Don't ask me to. I'm not going to do it. I had a woman ask me. She said, Mama Seven, are you just trying to be nice to me? I said, no. I said, it's not that I don't want to be nice to you. I would like to be nice to you, but you thinking of me as nice means absolutely nothing to me when I know that I have misrepresented God in any fashion or form. So that honesty, when you have to get to that level of honest, when you have to be able to speak the truth, when your truth is the same truth, whether it's on Monday or Tuesday or in front of the court or in front of the president or in front of your godmother, or wherever your truth is, that's honesty. When no one can question it, that's honesty. Why is that level of honesty so important, Mama Seven? Because there are places and spaces where all you have is your word. There are places, it's been, you know, in biblical text, you know, they say there was God and there was the Word. You know what I'm saying? The Word is everything. Your Word is everything. Lying is a sin. And as a kid, I was like, what if you don't act on the lie? You know, what if you just think the lie? My mother said, no, you're in trouble for thinking the lie too. And I was like, why? Why do I have to get in trouble just because I thought it? And she's like, because as a man thinketh, so as he does. Think about the lie. If you put it in your head, if you played with it and danced with it, there comes a point where you become familiar with it, and it's not even a lie anymore. It's not an enemy. is a part of you. You have accepted this lie. You're friends with the monster in your head. There comes a point where you lie, and you can lie so much, and you can lie so well that even you will forget it's a lie, and you will start to believe your own lie. And when it comes to God, there is no space for dishonesty. God knows exactly who you are because he created you. You know, it's like packing a lunch and then looking in it and being surprised. Why are you surprised? You put everything in there. So I'm packing my toolbox, but I have to be honest. I have to be honest and let you know fasting on Wednesday ain't no joke. And I may have to pack a little extra patience because if I'm being honest with myself, I'm going to run out of patience real quick on Wednesdays. So on Wednesdays, I'm not going to set that time to talk to you. I'm going to talk to you on Thursday. That's me being honest. If I'm going to be honest with you, I'm not going to talk to you on Wednesday. I can only talk to certain people on Wednesday. I'm trying to be nice to you. I'm going to talk to you on Thursday. So when you're honest, you can work better in these situations. When you're honest, you can look at your astrology chart and be like, oh, we got high emotions going on there. Be like, oh, I'm not emotional. Okay, just wait. And then you see how we're running into trouble. You see how you're running out of gas. And you see how you keep making mistakes and putting your foot in your mouth and all this other stuff. It's because you're not being honest. Honestly, the truth will set you free. So for me, that tape measure, that thing that I have to measure all things against is honesty. I insist on it. I demand it. You know, I try not to call people out on a dishonesty too bad, but sometimes I have to be like, look, the truth ain't in you. You just, you know, you just kind of messing up. So I'm going to suggest anyone that really wants to be able to use spiritual tools that wants to get closer to God, that wants to understand more about themselves and their relationship with the universe, get honest with some things, okay? Starting with self, but that's going to help you to know how to measure everything else. Okay, so look, this toolbox, I'm telling you, it is piling up. I love it. It's overflowing. We got a couple more real, real heavy things that we got to pack in. You got to have part of your toolbox. You know, this is not an only conversation. I love to hear from people. Press 1 if you want to be included into the conversation. You can share what works for you. You can share what doesn't work for you. You know, but what we do need to talk about is the importance of this toolbox. I remember one thing that Sister Unique said, was to me, she's talking about astrology. When she's saying these words, I'm hearing, be prepared. Know yourself. Know how you react and respond to these things. That's what I'm hearing in my ears. And she's giving me the reason why. And I'm like, okay, I know how I react, I respond. This is why this is going on. Let me make plans from here. I remember I was going through, I wasn't really going through a situation. The universe was going through a situation. There are times when the universe is going through change. I'm just along for the ride. I live here, you know. So as the universe was going through things, Spirit was showing me this big wave. I mean, huge, like about to knock you in the head, wave. And I was like, oh, snap. And initially, I was fearful because I was like, this wave has the potential to really knock me off my feet. And Spirit said, do you want to ride the top of the wave or are you going to get hit in the head by the wave? And I was like, I think I'd like to ride the wave. And Spirit said, good choice. You have to plan for it, though. The wave is coming. Plan for it. So this is where we are. We have to plan for the wave so we don't get hit in the head. So when we're looking at astrology, when we're getting our readings, when we are, you know, like Sister Melissa was saying, you know, this energy, this I'm feeling this and I'm feeling that, we have to know how to prepare for this wave to come, because there's always a wave. We're in hurricane season. There's always a hurricane. We're in the middle, I think, of a pandemic. I'm not sure. I have to turn on the news and they'll tell me if it's a pandemic or not. I don't know. So there's so much going on. The wave gets bigger and bigger, and there's more and more people that are being impacted by this wave. And if you're standing still at the base of the wave, looking up, oh, yeah, it's intimidating. This is why we have to do all these extra mental health checks. This is why when I say check on your fast buddy, I mean that. Check on people. Some of us are not mentally doing well, looking at this huge wave about to topple us over. So take the time so that we can be prepared. I don't want this wave to hit me in my head. I'm going to, what do I need to do? Do I need a surfboard? Do I need a scuba gear? You know, what do I need? Because I'm trying not to get knocked off my feet. Now, if I get knocked off my feet, I understand, okay, next time, like, there's an opportunity to learn. You know, this is how not to do it next time. But really, I want to try to be prepared for that now, because I don't want to spend my entire life learning the same lesson over and over again. I'm sorry. I don't. If I can learn a lesson really good the first time, I'm going to be good with it, put a check on it, call it a day. I don't want to have to keep going over and over it. So, you know, this is how we get prepared for the next spot. This is how we get prepared for this life, using our toolbox. I promise you, if you use your toolbox, you will not be afraid of what's coming up. Because all you're going to do is look in that toolbox and say, okay, what do I need? You know, for our nurses out there, for those that are our caretakers, what's in your toolbox? You may not have a hammer. You may have gauze. You know, you may have a Band-Aid, a bandage. You know, you may have aspirin. You may have, you know, we all carry different toolboxes with us. So for those that are our caretakers, your toolbox might look a little different than mine. You know, I'm a spiritualist. I can tell you what's in my toolbox. Number one, my smoke pot. I don't leave home without it. You know, my smoke pot, my prayers, my shells. Got lots of crystals that got to come. My cards. There are some tools, because that's what I do, that I don't leave home without, that I make sure I have. So when you are going through your toolbox, you have to start to think, okay, what am I bringing with me? What do I need to do? What type of things am I discovering over and over again? What do I keep falling into? Okay, and that's kind of important too. We should be kind of, there comes a point where, as you start to mature, and I didn't say age, because sometimes age and maturity are not the same. As you start to mature, you begin to understand what type of challenges you're going to, and what you need to bring with you in your toolbox. Okay? You develop, you learn, you understand. So we shouldn't be learning the same lessons over and over again. I have a sister that would like to speak, and I would love to hear, because, again, I got my pen and paper here. I'm taking my notes. Greetings. Welcome to the program.
Greetings. I made it through the Wednesday.
Okay. What is that? Never would have made it, you know what I mean?
No, it
was a little choppy here today. Yes, ma'am. Yes,
Woo.
Ma'am.
Woo. But I'm grateful.
I'm grateful, and gratefulness is in my heart. I'm listening to the show, and I'm one of the nurses, but before I was a nurse, I was a soldier. And my toolbox is a little bit different because I was also, when I was in the military, I was what was called the medic on the battlefield. Even though my job was something else, I was trained for my unit. If something went wrong on a battlefield with one of my fellow soldiers, that I would be the one they called. And when I think about my toolbox, you know, you said one of them, which is true. You know, the best thing that I ever did was start being honest with myself first and others. So you have to have that belt of truth. You have to wrap the truth around you. You have to tie it tight. You have to keep it closed. And because if you're honest, then when you put on, you know, your boots, then you can walk in righteousness. You know, you have your breastplate of righteousness. You could be right and exact before the Most High. That nobody can judge you when you're being honest and you are being righteous about it. You know, when we think about our kevlar, our helmet, you know, we put our helmet on and we are covering to protect our head. We're protecting our mind. So we're not feeding ourselves the foolishness and the nonsense that's coming in from every direction. Everybody can't talk to you. Everybody can't put words in you. You have to protect it with that. In people who know about Christ and church, they'll say this is the full armor of God. You know, your mouth has to speak peaceful. Be peaceful. The words you speak, you were talking about precision of language. We have to be peaceful, and we have to be peacemakers. It doesn't mean that someone can push you over and mistreat you and do you wrong, but when we don't involve ourselves in the foolishness, then we won't have to worry about it. When we are watching the words that come out of our mouth, nobody can ensnare you. Nobody can trap you when we're being honest and we're operating in peace and righteousness, you know. But even more importantly, we have to have our faith strong. Because if we don't have our faith strong, listen, nothing, that prayer is not going to bust a grape. You can send 100,000 prayers up, but if you don't believe it, it's not busting no grape. If you don't believe that your relationship with the Most High is solid and secure, don't waste your time telling it to the angel, because the angel is still standing there waiting for you to believe. You know, we have to have our faith intact. Hey, got me started. My ears is hot.
And finally, that's what I'm talking about.
Everything that we do, all of this is not done without prayer. And we pray unceasingly. When, you know, when we think about prayer, and you've heard prayer a thousand times so far this evening, but we are saying it because we are in constant communication with the Most High. I go out the house. Oh, I can't go out the house because I don't have as my sister Makita says, my diamonds on. I gotta go back. I cannot leave. My court. I don't have my diamonds on. I'm not protected. You know, I'm not leaving. I can't go. You know, I have to make sure that I'm constantly talking. So if I'm gonna put my diamonds on, that means I have to pray before I can even pick them up. I have to be in the mindset that God is first, that spirit is operating for me, on my behalf, with me, working with me, the energies that we feel, everything that's going on. I have to be prepared. So we put on the full armor. We put on the full armor so that when we go out, no matter what happens, we got Sister Unique who gives us, I get a daily update on astrology and what's going on with me. And, you know, I'm grateful for it. I accept it. Thank you so very much. You know, I know what's going on with me. So when I go out, I'm prepared for the world. I'm prepared for those shots to be fired. I'm prepared for the nonsense to come up. But just because I'm prepared for it doesn't mean I'm going to let it hit me. That's like that tidal wave you was talking about. I'm not going to let you shoot. I'm not going to stand here and let you shoot me.
Right.
You know, I'm going to be a moving target. I'm zigzagging in here because there's no way I'm going to let you shoot me down. I'm not going to let you take me out. And the God that I serve is not going to allow you to take me out, not when I'm walking properly, not when I'm living righteously, not when I'm speaking truth, not when I'm the messenger and the harbinger of peace, not when I'm avoiding the nonsense from even getting in my ears so I don't even have it in my mind, not when I am doing all those things. My tools, those are my tools. My tools keep me so that I can persevere for another day, so that I can be an example, so that I can be some help to someone else. It doesn't come easy, though.
Man. Oh my God. Oh, my goodness. I'm so glad I did this show. I'm so glad. So it gave me an opportunity to hear all of that, okay? Because you know we'd be in the middle. I don't know if people realize, but we're really in the middle of some warfare right now.
Yes.
We are actively in the middle. Do you think just because they stopped writing it down that we're not having life and death decisions going on?
Yeah.
Even if they stop writing it down, they're not still doing it. It is 100% happening right now, every day, all day. And you never know when God is going to use you to determine part of the fate of humanity. Come on now.
Hey.
You know, I don't know if you have read the Bible. I don't know if you've read some of the people. God took ordinary people, okay, and put them up against the test of life, okay?
Hey.
All they had to do is follow the instructions that God had already given to them. God gives
be
you
available.
An answer. Then I'm going to come about, and you're going to get the test, and all I need you to do is stand in where I put you, and you're going to pass, you're going to be successful, you'll be blessed, you'll have all the rewards, all of that. It's all waiting for you. But we get stubborn, we get so stuck in our head. I remember as a child, you know who confused me the most, Sister Faith?
Who's that?
Lot's wife. Do you remember the story of Lot's wife?
Yeah, I remember.
I was like, Dick, you is crazy. I mean, and I was reading these stories as a very young person, 8, 9, and I was like, why did she turn around?
I remember asking why. Yeah.
All you had to do was run. You were getting saved out of everyone in the city. All you had to do is keep going forward. And you had, I was like, look, God, I won't turn around.
That's what we see even today. People are still looking back at the mess.
Yes.
You would rather look
chaos.
Back at the mess of Sodom and Gomorrah instead of running because you were spared. God spared you and you turned around. Are you serious?
God spared you. You were out of the city. You were safe. And you still look. What were you looking for? What cost you your life? And as a child, I was like, I have no idea what she was looking for. Why did she turn around? Yes.
You turned into a pillar of salt. And he had to just keep walking. Her children was wiser than her. The children picked up on the wisdom of the Most High and said, I'm going to just keep going, even if my mother turned around.
Yeah.
Girl, you done got me started. Why you get me started tonight? I got excited.
Look,
now I'm high.
I'm trying to tell you. So when it comes to being, so the next one I got to do, and you hold on for just a second with your hot self. You got to talk about that obedience. The obedience, I'm going to say that's the saw, okay? So I got my tape measure, my hammer, and I need a saw, okay? That's obedience. Because that obedience is going to have you cut that bull out your life.
That's right.
That obedience is going to have you removing that fat. I don't want the fat. It don't have no purpose for me. I'm going to be obedient into what I know in my heart, in my mind, in my spirit, what I know and I know, that's obedience.
The scripture says that obedience is better than sacrifice.
Yes.
He'd rather you do what he said do than to sacrifice something to him.
Yes, yes.
Obedience is better than
sacrifice. You're hoping. Sacrifice, you're hoping. Mm-hmm. I'm hoping, I'm praying, I'm wanting. I hope that this is satisfactory. When you're obedient, you know. I know beyond a shadow of a doubt this is what God wants me to do. That's why that obedience is so important. That was the lesson that Lot's wife didn't have. And that's the lesson a lot of people have, because they'll know, they're honest. They know in their mind and in their spirit what they're supposed to be doing, but obedience fails them. They don't want to listen.
Yeah.
I don't want to do it your way. Your way is the old way. Your way is the long way. And I tell people, it is a long way, but it works. It is a long way, but I promise you're going to get there and you don't have to worry about nothing. You're going to be good up on it. You're going to be good on it.
Yeah.
They don't
want
to do it that way. They want to jump. I want to skip. I want to come over here and dibble and dabble and all this other stuff. No, that's going to get you in trouble. What you need to do is go sit down. So that obedience, we got to get a good grip on that. We've got to get to the point where we pack that obedience tight. Because honesty, I'm going to say honesty / wisdom, is going to have us knowing what to do. That obedience is going to make us do it.
Yep.
And the faith is going to be the reason why.
The faith is the reason why. That faith will carry you through. That faith, that faith, you know, I remember as a kid asking him, why would you name me Faith? But my father said, because that's all I had. I had to believe God for everything in that moment. And I thought about that for years, but that faith and what that really means, that, you know, in Hebrew, they don't have a word for it's emuna, which means sturdy, like a sturdy nail. It's assurance.
Mm-hmm.
It's the thing that cannot be broken. That's what faith is. The thing that cannot be broken. When you have, and all you need is a mustard seed, according to the Christians, all you need is a mustard seed of it. And if you ever seen a mustard seed, you know how small it is. It doesn't take a lot. And with a mustard seed, you can tell a mountain, be thou removed, and it'll be thrown into the sea and cast into the ocean. You have to understand that faith is the foundation for it all. If you don't believe, you're wasting your time. You're wasting the angels who minister to you time. You're wasting everyone's time around you. Because if you don't believe, we can't make you believe. We can't show you the goodness of the Lord. That's something you have to discover for yourself.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And I, out of all my ingredients I put in a white bath, there is mustard seeds in there. One. In each one. In each white bath, there is one mustard seed. You'll never see it. You'll never think about it or anything else like that. But it's super tiny. And every time I touch the mustard seed to put it in the white bath, I'm like, this little thing, this is all that's needed. This little bit. Come
one.
On, family.
One.
That's all I put in there.
Just one. Yes.
I just put one. I have lots of good ingredients, but that mustard seed, only one goes in there because that's all that's needed.
Mm-hmm.
Just to say, I appreciate it. Look, I wrote
thank
it
you
down,
for having
family.
Me.
I'm getting my jewels. I'm getting my gold nuggets, you know. And I'm updating my toolbox, too, as we go. So thank you, Sister Faith, for giving us some more information to add to what we had. I really do appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Peace.
Yeah, amen. Peace. So as I'm going through, I want to talk about updating the toolbox, okay? What I know now, to me, is like quadruple more than what I knew 2 years ago. If average people use 10% of their brain, I think I'm using like 50% of mine because I am on it. And I know beyond a shadow of a doubt, though, as I grow more, as I update my toolbox. This is not the same toolbox I had, let's see, Talib is 15 years ago. This is not my same toolbox I had 15 years ago. I don't have the same tools. Some tools I have used so much, I had to go and get new tools. Okay? I don't, you know, I have an electric screwdriver now, you know, battery powered and all that other stuff. So I update my information because I am updating myself. So if you sit back and like, yeah, I already packed my toolbox 10 years ago. I'm like, 10 years ago? What, before Facebook? No, you need to go back and look at that toolbox again. Okay, you packed your toolbox when? You know, before, what are the kids doing now? TikTok? I don't know. you need to go back and pack your box again. If you recently have changed jobs, where I know when I first started in my spiritual journey, I spent a lot of my time in protection and understanding spirits and getting spirits to move from one place to the next. Communicating with spirits, you know, it was very, very spirit heavy. I've changed some. I've added some more things. So what I've done is the tools that I've used and overused, I've had to replace. And then other tools now, as I'm adding more prayer, as I'm adding more understanding, I have to add in different tools to accommodate that. So don't get too comfortable in your toolbox. Update it. Dig it out. You may have a gem in there that you have forgotten about. So I really want us to spend some time with this. I don't care who you are. I don't care what level that you're on. Spend some time looking at the things that you call on for your spiritual knowledge, protection, whatever you're using it for. Don't hesitate to look at that, and let's start to upgrade that. Okay, I got another caller I'm going to grab right before we move into the prayer section. Let's see here. Greetings. Welcome to the show.
Greetings, Mama Seven.
Oh, greetings. How you doing?
I'm great. I'm great.
Young Sister
I'm great.
Arza, how are you?
I am so anxious to share what doesn't work.
Very anxious.
And you
we
brought
got
up,
time.
You brought
Go
up,
ahead.
Yeah. Right before the prayer session. So, yeah. So, okay. You mentioned Lot's wife. And I'm going to put myself in a situation. I'm being very vulnerable right now. I'm going to put myself in a situation to where I am Lot's wife. Some people have the tendency to be curious of what they're running from or what they're being obedient from. And sometimes we don't understand that one look behind can cost us a lot more than just a look. So I am currently reshaping my toolbox. And
amen.
Being that I just got a name change, I am fighting within myself with the old me and the me that God wants me to be. So
amen.
Understanding that honesty with yourself and knowing that one look can cost a lot and is more than just being disobedient, you know, that hits differently. I am 32 years old, and I am relearning how to live because I was so used to living in trauma and in darkness and, you know, just a lot. So saying what not to do, you know, being comfortable in where you was, because knowing that God wants to use you and wants you to be better, you have to fight within yourself and understand that if God says look forward, you have to look forward. It doesn't matter how old you are. It doesn't matter, well, what if I look back or look to the side, peripheral vision. No, God said move forward, and you have to move forward. So I have realized that I put myself in situations where I am Lot's wife, and being a pillar mm-hmm. of salt is not what I am called to be. So that hit differently being 32 years old. That is mm-hmm. is I pay bills. You know what I'm saying? I pay rent. I pay my mm-hmm. car notes. I pay bills, and I am learning mm-hmm. that I am a baby in spirit, and I have to reshape my toolbox. I have to get new tools. I have to see what doesn't work. And I am like literally it's like a rebirth of something that was there, but I I have to now put it in a physical sense. And walking with intentions is different. It hits different. So, you know, not getting comfortable in where you was just because you're a certain age, it doesn't mean anything, because God can use babies. God can use, I mean, come on. So unlearning is where I am now, and learning that dishonesty with myself is not working, and it didn't work. It never worked. I was just used to it, and I learned how to maneuver through the boo-boo. But just because I can maneuver through the boo-boo doesn't mean I'm still supposed to sit in the boo-boo. So I just had to share that.
I appreciate it. I appreciate it. I really do. Because sometimes we learn what not to do by doing things we're not supposed to. So, and a lot of that's what these stories are for. That's what these moments are for, so we can share what not to do. So I appreciate your vulnerability. You remind me of a young me when it comes to that. Don't ever be afraid to put your stuff out there. Because there are people that will listen and be like, dang, that was brave. Because I was thinking that I just couldn't say it, you know. So never be afraid to put yourself out there. We all learning. We are all learning in the middle of this. So thank you so much for calling in and sharing. All right, hon?
Thank you.
And good luck on that journey. It's a long road, okay? You know, all I can tell you is that the things that you need for the road, you already have. That's why God has given us the tools that we have and given us the people that we have. And so we're able to move forward in a strong way. Okay, so what you got to let go of? So part of packing our toolbox, for me, after I take everything out, I'm going to turn my toolbox over and knock that thing on the box. You know, I'm going to knock out the dust that's accumulated. I may have some old measurements in there. I'm just going to take out the things that I'm not using, things that have gotten in there, and I didn't plan for them to get in there. You know, I may have left the candy wrapper in there, and I got some extra ants in there, whatever. I'm going to knock it over and give it a little tap. And the things I'm letting go, things I got to let go of, ego. Please let that go, family. That edges God out. That doesn't serve a purpose for us. And there are people, my ego keeps me. Yeah, right there. Your ego keeps you. You know, ego is a real tricky, slippery slope. Not many of us equipped to navigate it, okay? So don't try. People kill me trying to out-slick themselves. I'm like, okay, you're trying to out-slick yourself knowing that you did this. Okay, all right. Let go of your comfort. Some people get comfortable in their boo-boo, you know. Some people get comfortable making just enough, or they get comfortable being with their spouse just a little. You know, they're living minimal lives, and I'm like, why? Because they're comfortable there. Get out that comfort, okay? Let go of the fear. What do you have to fear? See, I've had God in my life all of my life. And if you are just coming to God, if you're just getting an understanding of God, I understand why this fear may be there. Because you haven't had that strong rock. You haven't had miracles come out of thin air. You haven't been rescued at that moment you needed to be rescued. So I understand how it got there, just like I understand those ants in my toolbox because I left my candy wrapper in it. But I'm also going to acknowledge fully that I didn't mean to leave the wrapper in there, and I definitely don't want these ants. So I've got to kick them out. I got to take the wrapper out. So these are things I'm letting go of. Letting go of negative programming. Everybody don't want you to be successful. Surprise. Not really. Okay? Everybody, you can probably look at your life right now and see two people at least close to you. I don't know why haters want to be close. But you probably can see two people right now that don't want you to be successful. Two people that are constantly feeding doubts into you. Two people that are allowing negativity at the dining room table every night. We got to get rid of this negative programming. That has to go. It doesn't serve a purpose outside of to be negative, destructive, to eat you from the inside out. No, not nice. So when we're letting go of some things, understand that, and these things creep into your toolbox. You, no one puts them in there. No one picks up fear and says, hey, get in my toolbox. I know you weigh an extra 10 pounds, but I'll carry you anyways. No one does that. Fear just jumps in there. Sometimes wherever you got your toolbox from, like I can't remember where the hammer came from. Sometimes the toolbox that you inherited came with its own set of fear. You just ain't cleaned it out yet. Your ego, that's probably very false. Let that go. So, you know, when we're going through our toolbox, and I'm so glad that Sister Aza came on and said what she said, we had lots of great examples of what we need in the toolbox. Prayer, support, be your sister's keeper, be your brother's keeper. Spiritual cleansing, be encouraged and encouraging. Positive music, getting out in nature, studying your science, honesty, faith, obedience. But we also had to, we have to acknowledge things that don't belong in the toolbox, things that are going to weigh it down, things that are going to make it bad, things that we don't need. Take those out of the toolbox because they're not doing anything but being heavy and weighing you down, and that doesn't serve anybody. So I hope everyone took the time, take the notes, spend the time learning about this toolbox that we have, understanding the things we need in it. I hope everybody got something out of this. I know I did. It was fun. But it's also very educational because I really had to stop and think about how important my importance on certain things. If I had to create a priority and everything else like that. So, you know, it was absolutely wonderful. It was absolutely wonderful being able to share this with everyone. And I'm thankful for the time. Thankful for the time. So as we get through, we're going to end it, of course, on our heavy note, on our high note, on the one that everyone said, and I'm glad everybody said it because we are such a diverse group. There are people that will say, oh, well, my science is closer to this. Well, my study is closer to that. I don't care where your study is. That prayer is the go-to. That prayer is the thing that holds us together, is the piece that keeps us glued together, is what helps us in understanding ourselves. It is our daily, sometimes hourly check-in with God as we go forward and try to keep ourselves good and on the righteous tip. All of that. God plays the role in that. And so when we have this prayer moment, we are sharing this moment with others. Also, if prayer is, if it has not been a regular part of your life, of your day, I'm going to encourage you. Our phones are carrying computers in them. Amazing. You know, back then you had to go to the library, you know, but no, now each household probably has two or three cell phones in it, two or three computers, tablets, a desktop, a laptop. You know, we're pretty tech savvy. We got this. In the middle of all of this wonderful, savvy equipment, in that computer, we can Google the website. Just about every prayer that we're looking for can be found. You know, if all you do is start by reading it, literally reading it, yea, though I walk through the valley, it doesn't matter. Read the prayer. Soon, it'll start to sit in your brain and you'll wonder how intimidating a valley must have looked. How intimidating, just a regular valley, a valley of trees, a valley of anything. But the valley of the shadow of death, you know, and if you allow yourself, you can really kind of go there. And the words begin to interpret what it is for you. Your valley of death may look like, you know, a street lined up with Bloods or Crips. You know what I'm saying? That might look like the valley, you know, the shadow of death to you, you know. Being in that hospital room with all the equipment going off and you sitting there with family members, that may be your shadow of death, okay? Everyone's moment is different. What God is saying at that very moment is no matter where you are, no matter what your valley may look like, I'm still here for you. So yay though, you know, so all of this, it starts to make sense. Let go of the technical, well, the Egyptians were first and Vodun was first and they came from Benin and, okay, I can't really argue because I wasn't there. But once you've moved past all of this science and you get to the word and you feel the love and the compassion in the word, it allows you to move past all of the scientific mumbo jumbo and allows you just to focus on the compassion that God has within for us. So that's what this prayer is about, okay? It is about the compassion. It is about the faith. It is about the love that God has for us. I like to read out of the book, but I'm not tonight because I'm just so thankful for it to be 9:27 in the evening on Wednesday. So I'm just going to be from the top of my heart. Father, Mother, God, I give thanks. I come with you with a full heart. I come full of gratitude for your deliverance to this point of the day. I give thanks for you for allowing us to come together on this platform to share with each other, to learn, to build, to grow, to expand. I pray that the words here have been spoken and will be received with love, with positive energy, with the intent that they were spoken with to be peaceful, to create new bonds of love, to create new relationships of understanding, to have new energy come forward out of the old to where we can renew ourselves. Allow each spirit that hears my voice on the line and those that will listen later, allow them to be renewed. Allow us to get closer to the original image you have for us. Allow us to get closer to the duties that you would have for us to do. Allow us not to get caught up in this life as it dictates our comings and goings. Allow even for just one day, for one moment, for us to be focused strictly on you, God. Allow for our energies to be positive for our fellow brothers and sisters. Allow for our energies to be felt as that beacon of light goes up in this dark world. Allow for our energy to be sanctioned by you so that it is received as if it were. Allow all of the guardian angels, spirits, ancestors, all those positive beings that walk with us daily, allow them to order our steps. Allow them to lead us in a righteous manner. Allow them to keep us strong when we're weak, to pick us up when we've fallen, to give us that encouragement as we travel on in this life. Amen.